All right, so we are back again for our second topic. We just finished with the first topic. And we're still with the VGMAs and what's happened over the weekend and all that, you know. Now, let's move to the second one, which also basically talks about what the gospel fraternity are also making noise about and all that. You know, they are complaining of performances, time, and all that. And later we'll add it. Another gospel artist, Akese Brimpoint, is also saying something that why are they not putting them in the High Life, whatever it is. I don't know which song they want to put around there. Now, the gospel musicians, their performances, we've talked about Pacey. We said he did very well and all that. But they feel that they are not being given a lot of slot and time to perform, just like they give to the other or the secular artist. Do you think it's legit or is something that they have issues to talk about?
The gospel fraternity has a lot to talk about. Mm. In fact, I'm tempted to call them talkative.
When it comes to the VGMAs?
Yeah, I'm tempted to call them talkative.
They talk too much.
Yeah, they like to talk about every single thing. Mm. I think we've had VGMAs where we've had multiple gospel artists come to perform. Usually it comes with the tide.
Okay.
The award scheme isn't really there to project new talent. It's there to project hit songs. So if you see from the performances, everyone that climbed the stage was someone who had a big song.
Yeah.
So that's what they usually determine the gospel people with. And for even gospel to open up this year's edition, it's a big deal because I remember the last time a gospel artist opened the VGMA. They are usually put in the middle.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, where they come back to
what,
back.
What of the one, Joe and Ohima, is it Ohima Messi or something like that? I think they also put...
Because if you look at the
they use Joe's Bononi.
Because usually they don't use gospel artists to
open.
So opening act is usually one of your biggest stars. Mm. That's an opening act because you want to
get people energy on.
So for PSC Esther to be an opening act means or shows how Chatterhouse, the importance Chatterhouse has placed on her brand and the song she came to sing for her to open the whole award scheme, which is amazing. I don't know who else they could have gotten to perform who would have the same kind of
energy
traction
the song.
Because Joe was in London.
Yeah.
If I is still there, you get it. So, per slots, I don't know.
Maybe Empress.
But Empress did not really have a big song within the year. You get me. Or,
of course.
So, I'm sure that's what informed the thinking. Decision. Because it's not really about...
But I think it's a problem to them. For them, they feel they are not being treated well.
Why they can't... Well, they have the right to, it's their prerogative to feel that type of way.
Okay.
And the table of men can go and talk to Chatterhouse to give them more slots. But then what I have to say is it's based on the number of works that you have.
Okay.
We didn't really have a lot of gospel songs trend this past year. Mm-hmm. So it will be hard to give them more slots.
Mm.
And usually this tangent is troublesome.
Okay.
Because he opens room for reggae artists to come and say to only episode came to perform, hip hop artists to come and say this, then we go see alternative artists.
People come and all that.
Yeah, leave it for the organizers. It's their show. They know how to make their show fun. Don't coerce them to put your artists there when they have a plan they want to follow.
Mm. Mm. Well, you mentioned Table of Men. I think they also had some kind of they said they had a meeting or whatever it is. It came out that they want to manipulate the whole system and all that so that these people, I think one of the major things they were also looking at, and also performances wise and all that, which it didn't happen. Has it gotten to a point that now the genres of music we have will come together to go manipulate the award scheme? Because that is what it's looking at. We are going to make sure that our people get in there and win and all that. Okay, so the secular people too, then let's do it this way. Are we going to have a fair awards now?
Well, for them, they don't call it manipulation. How do they term it?
The lobby?
It's lobbying. And they see they see the lobbying as normal. Mm. The thing, I think I've complained like before that I even mentioned it was more of a war zone between ourselves and the table of men.
Yeah.
Because we were pro Black Sheep, they were pro PCS.
Yeah.
And they were calling other academy members to vote for PAC and all that. My issue was that lobbying is not really an issue.
Okay.
It's not really a problem.
Okay.
What is a problem is how unfair it is. Mm. In the sense that if you want everybody to lobby, then make the list of academy voters public.
Public, okay.
Let all of us to call them and tell them to vote. Than just one people having a number names, of some of them and then calling them to vote. It's unfair to the, that's how you guys want us to be. Mm. But the whole thing is, as an academy member, you are chosen because of your expertise.
Okay.
You are chosen because they know that you can make an informed decision on your own without being manipulated or without being coerced.
Okay.
Because you are, let's say, an expert.
Yeah.
So that's why you are chosen.
Okay.
So if truly I've chosen an expert, why should another person call that expert and try to say
the person to do this?
Because I know the gospel side, they will be biased no matter what. Mm. They are going to be biased. But then why try to influence others to also join your cause when you know deep down that the artist you are supporting is not artist of the year?
Okay.
So in the long run, if it's not checked, very soon you will receive good and cow the moment.
Yeah, just like
that. Will be like fear delegate.
Some people did.
Yeah. Because in the Grammys, in the Grammys, it's voted by peers.
Okay.
But there's lobbying is disallowed. Mm. Like, you are not allowed to lobby.
Okay.
If you lobby, you are disqualified. I think a similar measure should be put in place.
Okay.
If the table of men want to see gospel grow, it's not BGM.
The work should be done.
Yes, they should try and go to the radio station, the DJs, the promoters. Mm-hmm. They are the ones with the power. If you do a song and it's Ghana worldwide, you understand. Mm. When Dan Hamilton won over Kiddy, we couldn't complain because you knew Dan Hamilton
went
hard. So we can't say, you get it.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. Let the work speak for yourself. Mm. Because I know that's what they are good at, making sure the work speak for yourself. Mm. And should stop the BGMA lobbying. It's making them like awards too much, rather than winning shows.
I know some of them are within the academy. They are
part of the, within the board.
Some of them are in there. So imagine someone like Kwesi Enesanku, who probably we see them as this kind of behind the table of men, and at the same time they are maybe part of the board and all that.
Mm.
And then they come up, sit on radio, and make some of this pronouncement. Are they not really making the credibility of the awards lose it completely? Because if I know Pesinus, it's part of VGMA board, and he comes out to tell us that, oh, PC winning is non-negotiable. What are you telling me?
Oh, they are all part of their gimmicks for credibility. There.
What if it happens?
No, that's not. If it had happened, then that one day, the credibility of their work scheme would have been shot. But not because of what Dr. Patient.
Doctor,
yeah. It's Dr.
Yeah, Doctor. Another doctor. Hey, so.
But because there was an artist in there who worked more than the artist who won.
Mm.
And luckily for us, the actual person was supposed to be one, which is Black Sheriff. He put in so much work. So, yeah.
Now, also, the last point to this was Akesi Brimpong.
Yeah.
I mean, when I think Kwame Dazi put that thing on Facebook and I read, I didn't really get the whole vibe, what he's saying, that they should put some of the gospel into, is it a high life category? Yeah. And I'm asking, is it per the rhythm? Or what? Or by lyrics or whatever it is that we're going to look at to compare or put them under that particular category?
Well, I think this has been a conversation that has been had for the past years. And it's not just the gospel song being in her life. Even has secular people being in gospel categories. There's always been this debate that music is music.
Yeah.
And in as much as gospel is like a Christian-based or faith-based music, gospel takes different thing. If I'm a gospel rapper, and you know, rap is not about vocal, it's about delivering. If I am able to give a dope gospel verse, doesn't that verse supposed to qualify me for rapper of the year or rap performance?
Okay.
just because it's gospel does not invalidate the fact that I'm a rapper.
Yeah.
I'm a rapper. Mm-hmm. Just that I decide to speak the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean because I've chosen word of God.
Okay.
Akesebren Pon started as a reggae artist.
Yeah.
But he sang gospel on a reggae tune.
Mm-hmm.
That did, does not invalidate him of being a reggae artist. Just because he sang gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You get it. An example was, I did not understand why Ras Kuku's Wu was not nominated for Gospel of the Year. Because mm-hmm. they said he's a reggae artist.
Mm-hmm.
But Wu is a gospel song.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Yeah.
It's as simple as A, B, C, D. But here's the thing. Some of the most hypocritical people are the gospel people. Because if you want to put others outside into the gospel, they try to gatekeep the gospel.
Yeah.
You get it?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the issue is.
Okay.
The fact that they try hard to gatekeep the gospel. We mm-hmm. said, I think last year when there was a debate about featuring secular artists and mm-hmm. someone said, you cannot feature a secular artist. Mm-hmm. If the gospel artist cannot feature a secular artist, then gospel artists have no business in secular categories.
Okay.
You get it? Because immediately we open up for gospel songs to go to hip life, reggae,
the
rap.
Will come.
Yeah. Oh, y'all in my head, gospel mm-hmm, song. Mm-hmm. If you win, I'll be gospel song of the mm-hmm. year.
Kenata has some songs you can also put that as a
yes.
gospel song.
These same people come and complain. Hey, or Coco.
Mm.
Gospel.
Gospel.
Imagine we put Coco and Coco wins. You should see the opera from the same table of men.
Hey.
It will not be easy in this country.
Yeah.
You get me?
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to go into different categories, then they should understand that other categories can come into the gospel.
Mm.
And it's perfectly fine
mm.
because it is fine for them,
mm.
it is fine for us.
Mm.
If they are willing to do that, why not? Because I believe is they being limited to gospel in the first place is sad.
It's not because they think the categories they have is too limited, it's too small for them.
It's not about small, but I don't know. Everybody has
because
to. Everybody has to.
You know, some people think that before they can even win the Artist of the Year, they have to be in so many categories.
But here's the thing.
I don't think it defines that way.
Every genre has two, song and artist.
Okay.
It doesn't change. Every genre has two.
Mm-hmm.
Has two. Gospel two. Reggae two. Reggae dancehall culture two.
Mm-hmm.
High life two. Afro pop near Afro beats two. Like they share one artist,
okay.
Hip life two, rap, hip hop, then rap performance two.
Mm.
Then we come to the vocals.
Okay.
Then we come to record. Then we come to song. It's two, 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 two. There's no one cheating anybody.
Mm.
Your hard work could determine the other categories.
Yeah.
You get it.
Mm.
But here's the thing. Now we've had Atien enter reggae mm-hmm. and enter
high life.
Different versions. Now, we can do same for gospel.
Okay.
Enter the gospel song and also enter, let's say, a high life song, but maybe like Scott Evans, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100% is a gospel song.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also an Afrobeat song.
Yeah.
So if it's big enough, why can't we nominate it for Afrobeat song and also gospel song?
Okay.
Nothing stops it.
Mm.
Just the hypocrisy of
the
gatekeeping.
Gospel.
I won't say gospel. But the hypocrisy of the gatekeeping.
But they are the same people.
The hypocrisy of the gatekeeping. That's where the...
The issues.
If you decide not to gatekeep,
mm.
endless possibilities.
Mm.
And it will be nice, it will be beautiful.
Mm.
No
mm.
restriction, because in as much as you say secular and gospel, reggae is reggae. It's mm. not. It's, Bob Marley had 9 records. I mean, I can't call those records secular. Some are very spiritual that you can listen to. You get me? So, yeah, basically, that's it. Open up the gospel, it means be ready. To also
accept,
be entered.
Yeah.
It's as simple as
ABCD. Wow. Let's look at the whole award scheme
mm-hmm.
this year. What really do you make out of what happened this year? I don't want us even to compare to the previous years.
Ooh.
Or even Three Music.
Oh, well, we are not going to compare.
Let's look at this particular year. Were your expectations met? How...
I wasn't overly impressed in the sense of, like we've already mentioned, the red carpet issues. MCing was hard.
That's one of the things.
Yeah, but I don't blame but here's the thing. That's what I'm saying. If you understand production, the reason I don't blame the MCs a lot is they spoke a lot because there was a technical issue backstage.
Someone said they feel it wasn't scripted as usual that they do.
Yeah,
because everybody wants to talk. And so you don't get the connection on everything that they
Yeah, so that's why I don't want to blame them too much, because it boils down to production. Mm. Who produced the show? Who was the producer on the night? Who was the one coordinating the MCs? Mm. You get it?
Yeah.
What was he or she telling them? Yeah. How did they show? Like, these are all aspects of it.
Mm.
So I know people are hard on the host.
Okay.
But who was coordinating?
Mm-hmm.
Because even with some of the worst presenters, once you have a script and you have a structure and you follow,
okay,
you have the best show without seeing the flaws of every single person.
Mm-hmm.
Azonto coming on stage and Osebo walking all the way from their seats to the stage was nonsense.
Was it planned?
It was not planned. It was nonsense. But I loved for Azonto, because what he wanted to achieve, he got it with that test gown. It's dreamed inspired pink gown.
The ladies.
And he was on stage. He came to dance for me for. So he was supposed to get to the stage. But yeah, but coordination can definitely be better. This is the 24th edition.
Yeah.
And it's sad that we still have this small hitches. But it's still better than some award shows I know.
Wow.
Yeah, but this one is better than every award show in Nigeria.
Mm.
This one was better than every award show in Nigeria. In terms of coordination, performance, everyone is the same.
This one?
Yeah, this VGMA that we are complaining about. It was better than the Headies, which was done in America. It's better than the Sound City Awards that they did in Lagos.
Okay.
So, at least we'll get there. But next year is the 25th anniversary.
All right.
We expect a flawless show next year. And planning begins now.
Mm.
I think Charterhouse are not seeing, maybe because they are not making money or something, they are not seeing it as a major show. Because they have Malaikas and stuff, and they are doing amazing work. Yeah. But for this one, I think they are lacking a bit. But yeah, but next year is 25 years.
Mm.
They should wow us. They should impress us.
Mm.
They should really bust on our brain.
Wow. 25. We're expecting something better anyway. I believe for Charterhouse, as I said, the lacking of certain things is so clear with this. People would definitely know that they have issues to deal with. And for an awards like that, for people not to sit back and go like, oh, yeah, Kai. Yeah, we know they'll get to a point and nothing like quality would be out of it. I think they have to do something about it. My guest, as usual, NYB, thanks so much for coming, bro.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Always.
I think from here, the birthday thing will still continue. So, guys, if you're anywhere, just drop in. But after everything, he has a check, so you can see him and take your share of the check. It's been an amazing time together with my main man here, NYB, having this together. And I did this with my team again, once again, James Brown. Behind the cameras, I have my producer, Bright, in the building. And then Polly, who's in charge of our social media. And then executive producer, Zola, is around the corner. Guys, thank you so much. And it's been an amazing day. We appreciate. And definitely, we had a visitor too. We had someone special too from the States, you know. Yeah, all the way from California. Yeah, she's here to see her. Hey, hello. Yeah. Hey, producer. All right, so it's been amazing. Thank you so much, Millie, for coming. Thank you for coming all the way from California to Ghana to come see what we do here. We appreciate so much. Thank you for the support and everything that you do for us, you know, for me. Thank you so much for everything. Guys, we'll come your way some other time. Bye-bye.